North Korea is spurning any further talks on its nuclear program. Just last week, North Korea, its neighbors, and the United States held a first round of talks on the issue in Beijing. The Chinese hosts had predicted further discussions. But a North Korean spokesman said this weekend that the negotiations were merely a trick to get North Korea to disarm. During that first round last week, the North Korean delegate said his country already had nuclear weapons and might stage a nuclear test. The prospect of a nuclear-armed North Korea led by dictator Kim Jong-il is an alarming one. Perhaps no Westerner knows North Korea so well as Dr. Norbert Wohlertzen, a German physician who's done aid work in North Korea. He's made it a personal mission to bring about political change in the North. Dr. Wohlertzen, would you please tell us how you came to work in North Korea?
Yeah, I came to North Korea in 1999 in July when I joined Katanamu, a German relief organization, and I was in charge for 10 different hospitals all over the countryside, several orphanage and several dozens of kindergartens, and I took care for the medical supply, medical advice, food, whatever was needed in North Korea, and in North Korea, everything is needed. There's nothing. There's no running water, there's no electricity, no power, no soap, no beds, no blankets, nothing. So we delivered all what was needed, and I came closer to the government.
Now, you were eventually expelled from North Korea. What happened?
First, I became a very close friend of the government, actually. I was one of the first Westerners ever who got the so-called Friendship Medal because I donated my own skin to one of my patients. Afterwards, we were very close to the government, even VIPs invited to all those nice festivities. And then I discovered that there is a two-class society in North Korea. The elite, the militaries, the members of the Workers' Party who are enjoying fashionable food and diplomatic shops and casinos and fashionable nightclub, and the ordinary people in the countryside who are starving. And I took around some U.S. journalists who accompanied Ms. Albright when she was in Pyongyang in October 2000, and I gave them a private tour.
Madeleine Albright, right. The Secretary of State, of course.
Yeah, and this was a private tour to all those bad places in Pyongyang, the malnourished people there and the starving children, and the government, of course, was not amused. And after this tour, I was expelled.
So now you are based in Seoul in South Korea. What are you doing there to help the people of North Korea?
First of all, try to raise awareness. I'm giving speeches in the universities and the churches. I'm going around. I'm writing newspaper articles. I'm writing books even about this. And I'm going to any place in the world testifying about human rights violations in North Korea because I simply believe in the power of information.
I understand that in conjunction with doing that, you've launched a balloon campaign to send radios into North Korea?
Absolutely right. One of the first questions I was asked by my translator, an official North Korean guy there, a member of the elite, was if I can buy secretly a little Chinese radio for him. So he was very eager to get some information from the outside world. And we learned that all the North Korean refugees are thirsty after this information. They want to get the information about the outside world. So we thought that's a nice opportunity to send radios into this country, but we were blocked by South Korean officials.
You've written that in South Korea, both officials and students have been acutely hostile to your efforts to help people in North Korea.
At first, when I came to South Korea, I was a little bit stunned that there's not so much interest in human rights violations in North Korea. I was frustrated. I was even disappointed about the attitude of the government not to pay any attention at all about human rights violations there. And then I learned that students, a union workers party there, that the media is absolute ignorant about this. They do not want to know about this. And I wondered what's going on here. But as a German, I also know very well about East German spies in the West German government. And nowadays, there are so many people who are convinced that there are many, many North Korean agents active in the South Korean government.
What project are you working on now, Dr. Wohlertzen?
In order to bring down Kim Jong-il and his regime in a peaceful, non-violent way, we try to do it in the same way like in former East Germany. We're trying to get several dozen groups of refugees out of China and out of North Korea and try to bring them to Western embassies. Maybe China can become the Hungary of the Far East in the way that they will open up its border for North Korean refugees.
Dr. Norbert Vollertsen is a physician from Germany who's worked in hospitals in North Korea. He's currently based in South Korea. We spoke to him in Bangkok, Thailand. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Dr. Vollertsen.
Thank you so much for your attention.